Hey everybody, C-Note here, and welcome to Dopamine, the show that is like chopped liver. Nobody actually knows what it's about. Today on the show, I wanted to talk about patience. Patience in multiple contexts. The context of waiting for the right opportunities, the context of waiting for the right person, figuring out what you want to do in life, and just making things happen. I think patience is incredibly important to break down in relation to so many things that we have to deal with in our lives, all the pressures that we get from everyone else around us and all this other stuff. And just learning to be patient really unlocks so much. So we're going to talk about it and break it down today on Dopamine. Let's go. Drums, please. All right, friends, welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing all right. And I'm doing okay. I'm actually pretty ecstatic today. Today has been a really crazy, awesome day. I got the opportunity to meet with, not in person, but virtually meet with and record a podcast episode with my friends at Personality Hacker. Hopefully by now the episode's up. I don't really know. I don't know when they're going to plan to post it, but I'll let you know. It should be up relatively soon. Whenever they get a chance to record it, they're kind of like on vacation. So it's like, they'll record it when they'll do it whenever they want to do it. But they've been absolutely amazing to talk to. It was a really, really good conversation. I got to share some of my personal INTP story and my mental health, connection story to that, all of that as well. And I know the INTP and mental health part of my discussions on this show have been some of the most popular. So I think it's really important for other people who have access to these bigger entities like Personality Hacker to hear that story. So I'm really grateful to do that. And all of that has been through a lot of patience and slowly sort of planting seeds to connect with them. Like, I've been talking to Antonia on Twitter. I've been sending them all sorts of love, definitely praising the podcast and sharing it and talking to them. And really, you know, for me personally, I'm pretty good at priming people. It sounds like I'm baiting them, but it's like, I'm really good at slowly getting into people's world and getting to know them more specifically over time. And then, you know, getting involved in what we're doing. And, you know, for me, that's another way of like positioning. That's like a, marketing term, really an entrepreneur term of like, when you're trying to connect with an audience, you're kind of slowly positioning yourself as the expert or as the go-to person for this thing. And, when you're trying to make something happen, when you're trying to connect with people, like that is, positioning is one of the ways to do it. You're sort of, sometimes you're using metrics and data. Sometimes you're using testimonials. Sometimes you're just sharing free information. Sometimes it's a lot of love and praise, right? And, you know, I found my way in through that and, through some of those things and really just sharing my story over time. And really for me, it fit because it was pivotal to my personal growth over all this time. To connect with them really just felt like a serendipitous exemplary example of, you know, the patience I've been showing over time to want to connect with them. So, you know, patience is so important for not only the moments, because there are just so many times in our life where we're having to deal with things that we don't necessarily have control over, whether it's our mental health or we're literally sitting in line somewhere, we're waiting for the, you know, line for the checkout or something like that, depending on what we're doing. And there are just these opportunities for your mind to get into a crazy spiral. Like, you just get impatient, you get angry, you get upset. And I find that when you're not, you know, a lack of patience is, in a way, emotional dysregulation. That's the way that I think about it, at least, is like not being able to be patient. And maybe there's legitimate reasons. You have somewhere to go, etc. And you wish someone would speed it up. But when you have, like, when you don't have really a legitimate reason, it really just, like, what are you actually angry at? Why are you impatient? Like, you're not necessarily angry at this person who's taking slow or taking their time. Like, you don't really know what's going on in their world. They could be going slow because they have nothing to do. They have they're not considering your needs. Why should they? Right? they're just grocery shopping and they're just doing their thing. Why do they need to speed up on your behalf? Right? So what's really going on when you're getting upset about that? You know, maybe there's a node in your personal system where, you know, you were late to something earlier in the day, or you didn't leave the house on time, or you decided to spend too much time in the cookie aisle. And when you got to the checkout line, now you're not to the checkout line. When you get to the checkout line, now you're feeling super impatient because you, you know, kind of didn't set yourself up to be patient, you know? So if you're really kind of thinking ahead a little bit and giving yourself the room that you need to do two things. You need to work on trying to give yourself a little bit more time to be patient, and in the moment realize that maybe this is your fault and you need to be patient as a result of that, right? You can't put your mistakes onto other people. That's a pretty basic line of thinking for any kind of personal development and growth, regardless of what it is that you're doing. So in other contexts, in terms of like patience, getting a client, or trying to figure out your future, being patient is just, it's the thing, right? Anytime someone is impatient, in, you say you're trying to get a client and you're being really impatient, you want to be pushy about getting the money, you want to talk money right away, you want to try to land the sale, to lock it in before they even get a chance to breathe. Usually that comes off as desperation. And the same thing with dating. If you're trying to get that girl's attention, typically if you just kind of go in there guns blazing, unless she's a certain type of lady, you probably won't have the best shot. I think most of the time you won't have a good shot. And you need to exercise some patience. Patience and the ability to put in the work to get to know your, get to know your target, treating your lady as a target. But I mean, that's kind of one way to put it, right? I mean, you're trying to attract a client, or you're trying to attract a person into your life, and it takes time to build that relationship, to really get it so that they're coming to you. You know, at that point, you know, one of the most flattering things in my life is ever feeling like I was able to get the attention from females in my life ever, right? It's incredibly flattering to get the attention of someone and have them feel like they love you and care about you and want to spend time with you and do physical things to you. Like, that's pretty cool. But it's like not something that always happens overnight. It takes time to make it so that, you know, they're the ones seeking you. And that means nurturing the relationship. That means wooing them a little bit, you know, talking to them, asking them about them, and being patient about that process. Same thing for wooing a client, right? You get to know their business, you get to know who they are, get to know a little bit of their backstory, and get to know where they hang out, get to know what they love. And you can sort of see how your identity molds to that identity as well, right? Because it's kind of a two-way street. You're trying to figure out like if this client is a good fit for you, trying to find out if this partner, potential partner, is a good fit for you as well. And all of that is a process. It takes time. It takes patience. So the hard part is like the moments in between where you really need to be patient, where you put a feeler out there. You put out a question about like, hey, you want to go on a date? You want to go do this? You want to go talk about this? You want to meet up for coffee? You want to, you know, do you want to potentially, you know, work together? You know, whatever. Sometimes you put out a question and you might not hear from them for a while. It's important to be patient, because if you wait an hour and they're just like, hey, I haven't heard from you, where the hell is this answer, right? And that's going to be a big turnoff. You know, give them a little time to work through what they got to work through. Be patient. And sometimes you might not necessarily be able to plant a seed that's going to grow tomorrow, meaning especially with either a client or, you know, in the romantic situation. You know, I've heard so many romantic situations where somebody's gone on a date once and then they ended up kind of not doing anything. And then ended up dating other people. And then like 10 years later, they came back to each other and they were like, you know what? I really enjoyed that date, but I don't know, for some reason we just weren't ready and we wouldn't click, but now we're ready. And that seed kind of finally came back to you. you know, same thing for client stuff all the time, right? You're not trying to land the sale the first time that you meet them. You're trying to get to know them. You're trying to be top of mind for when they're ready for you. Same thing with the dating. You know, these things go hand in hand, essentially, is that when you are ready, when they are ready, is like the important part. Giving them the room to be ready when they are ready is an incredible mark of your own personal patience. And sometimes that patience is what is seen as an exemplary thing, you know, like, oh man, you weren't pushy. And I appreciate that, you know, and you didn't put any pressure on me. Like you didn't make me feel like I had to make a choice tomorrow. And that ultimately made me feel like I could trust you, that I could go with you, that I could be reliable with you, like all of that stuff, right? Those are really, really important traits, you know, and patience is not only good for, you know, essentially eventually getting what you want, hopefully getting what you want, because like sometimes you won't get that result and you got to be patient with that too. There are times where that happens and you won't get it, but that's, you know, that's life, you know, that's part of that patient cycle of like taking a breath and work, you know, kind of moving on to the next thing until you find out a definitive answer, you know, figuring out what you want to do. And the same thing with like, you know, when you're trying to land a job or you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your career path, right? Having patience for the fact that like most of the time I hear issues of like 20-year-olds to 25-year-olds that are just like, I don't know what to do with my life. Like I'm 33. I don't know what I'm doing either. There are plenty of 60-year-olds who don't know what they're doing with their life, right? Like, there is no specific timeline for how you're supposed to live your life. That is a social construct. So the thing that you have to learn in that time period is to have patience with yourself, have patience with your personal growth, patience with the process of tasting things and trying out different aspects of life and career things and just kind of feel out like what it is that you need to do, to be, to learn, right? All of that takes time and patience. And you've got, I mean, when you're in your 20s, especially, like, it feels like you have an entire decade where you can screw up and you can try things and you can just do whatever and everything will be fine when you come out the other side. Like, you have the opportunity to restart. I think most age groups have some opportunity to restart, but it does get difficult as you get a little bit older to feel like you can just drop everything and do something different, but you still have some semblance of a choice. It becomes harder, but you still have the choice, right? You have patience for yourself to be able to work through everything you need to work through so that you can make the most effective decisions you need to make when you need to make them, right? I think some of the worst decisions that people make are the ones that are hasty and they do them because they feel like they're running out of time. It's one thing to get married quickly and young because you're like, really excited about this person and you feel really great and you've had a lot of life experience, you've had relationship experience, you know what you want, and this person just rings all your bells, right? Versus getting married because you feel like you're running out of time, you want to have kids, you don't care who the person is, you just want to do it. You know, that leads to a miserable existence, right? Because you're just not having patience with your process. And sometimes it's because of comparison. You're comparing yourself as someone who is a young person trying to look at like all of the variables of like what other people are doing and what they're experiencing. Like this person got married young and they're super happy. This person got a job super young and he's like making six figures. And this person started their own business and this person this and this person that and this person this. And it's just like, stop it. You need to have patience with your own experience. And having patience with your own experience means not judging yourself against the criteria of other people. Because again, like I've said in previous podcasts, we are all running different races. We are on different tracks with different starting lines and different goal lines. To compare yourself to someone else who is running another race and saying like, oh, they're beating me, but they have like a shorter track, or they've started later, or they've started sooner, or they've had just like a different level up kind of experience in their life. They've had different opportunities, whether that's like race and gender wise and all sorts of other things, right? There are so many potential possibilities that somebody has a reason to be in a different place than you are. So you need to have patience with yourself. And I think that's where this lands, right? Having patience with who you are as a person, your personal path, figuring out what's going to work with you based on your environment, based on your resources, based on what you want, and even determining what you want. All of that takes time, and especially takes time to get it right. You know, like you can make hasty decisions. You can go to the club and marry the first person you see. I can't guarantee that's going to work out. You know, you can take the first job that you come across, but it might not fulfill your passion. Probably won't. You know, there are just so many times where people have lived multiple lives. They've tried multiple things. And I find that the people who have a little bit of patience for where they want to go next and with their partner, with themselves, with their kids, I don't know, whatever. Patience. Take some time. Slow down. It's cool. It'll be there tomorrow, most likely. Unless it's like the end of the world tomorrow. I can't promise that. So I don't really know. But I mean, I think I know based on past patterns. The sun keeps showing up. So we're going to keep doing that. All right. I'm running out of things to say. So I'm going to wrap this up. This week is the Millennial Mindset Summit. So please, please go check that out. You can go to bit.ly/cnotemms to sign up for that, all lowercase. And you can get a free ticket to that, and you can check out my keynote on the 27th. I forget what time it's going to be, though. But when you sign up, you will see all of the schedule and dates and times. A lot of great people talking about improving your mindset as a millennial. I am talking about Myers-Briggs and mental health as an important discussion topic to grow your relationship with yourself and your business and all of that stuff. So that's it for today. I appreciate you guys for being here. Thank you for checking this out. I am at Let's Go CNotes on all the social channels. You can subscribe to the show at dopamine.life. Please share this episode with a friend that might want to hear this or might need to hear this. That would be incredible. And they can always reach out to me if they need a little bit of help. So that's it. Take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See you guys. Hey, you beautiful human. Thanks for listening to Dopamine and providing your support for this show. I really, really appreciate it. If you really love this show, leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher to show some love for the podcast. You can also check out cnote.media to check out my work and my courses. But with that, we'll catch you next time. See you guys later.